hosted by formerly fat Anthony Anderson.
Wow, that's how you introduce it.
And I'm being interviewed by always fat Tom Joyner.
Oh, okay, we're waiting on you here. You'll be back. We're here waiting on you, man.
You'll be back.
No, you
won't. What's up, Jay?
What's up, man?
Anthony, how long have you had the weight off?
It's been a while. It's been a while.
Four plus years now. Yeah, 47 pounds.
That's all right. I'm waiting on
you. That's okay. We'll wait. We'll be
right here.
We'll wait on you.
Yeah, wait on me, baby. Wait on me. W-E-A-I-G-H-T.
Yeah.
Did I spell wait correctly? I didn't go to college.
Yeah, you did. You went to Howard.
What's going on? I went to Howard University, baby. That's right.
You
That's
and Diddy right. were there together.
Yes, we were. Yes, we were.
Yeah. Did y'all hang out?
Neither one of us finished either. We didn't have the United Negro College Fund to give us scholarships to finish college, so we didn't finish school.
But you did all right.
Why did you choose?
We did all right.
You're from Compton, and why did you choose Howard?
You know what, man? I wanted to a few reasons. Just because of the history of the fine arts department with Felicia Rashad and Debbie Allen and Patrice Rushen and everybody that's come through there. And then I wanted to pledge Omega Psi Phi, and that was where the Alpha chapter was. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to pledge Omega Psi Phi because they were never on the yard when I was there.
They had been removed for various reasons, had they?
Yes, they had. Yes, they were.
People are so picky.
But, you know, everybody couldn't go to Tuskegee like you, brother.
Yeah. And now you're hosting the UNC. You know, growing up watching the UNCF telethon with Lou Rawls, mm-hmm. did you ever think that you would be hosting the UNCF Evening of Stars?
Brother, I never thought I would get out of Compton, let alone host the United Negro College Fund and Evening of Stars. It's great, man. It just comes full circle. I remember my mother and father having us sit down and watch this every year, and we didn't have much to give, but I remember my parents giving what they could. And here I am now hosting the event, and just trying to give away as much as we can to these needy African-American students out there right now.
How's Guys with Kids?
Guys with Kids is going great, man. We just finished our last episode for the season yesterday.
Yeah.
So excited about returning for a second season. We'll know late May. But, it was a great show. Thanks to, Jimmy Fallon and everybody else that was a part of it.
Are y'all going to have a full Cosby reunion? I heard that Keisha Knight Pulliam was going to make a guest appearance.
She did. She filmed our show this past week, yeah.
And Mr.
And
Cosby?
And Keisha looks great.
You think Mr. Cosby will come on next season, ring the whole family?
We're going to have to pay Cosby to come on the show. I think he demands about $400, $500 an episode. So we'll see.
People
we'll
love this show.
We're going to break the bank.
How are the numbers? The numbers good?
The numbers were decent. You know, we could be better, but we could be worse. I mean, you know, we were one of the few shows that were picked up by NBC this year that didn't fall by the wayside.
They show
it
all the time. They show it all the time on American Airlines. And I see people
I
see people
on American Airlines because the stewardess is like, did you plan this? Did you plan this?
It's a funny show.
People watch that show and
I laugh out loud, yeah.
They're laughing out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Guys with Kids, NBC. And
that's it.
And the UNCF and Evening of Stars on BET, Saturday and Sunday, 26th, 27th, 10 p.m. Eastern, hosted by...
Me?
FF.
The Thin Man.
Oh, no, stop.
There you go.
Anthony Anderson. His head is still big.
Oh, he's still got a fat head.
He's still got a fat head.
Wow.
Hey, the head ain't going nowhere.